Lifelong Hoosiers. They're from here, they live here, and they love it here.
Jim, Deb, and Kevin.
95.5 WFMS.
We're joined by Dirk Smitley. You mentioned cooking pancakes. Do you put blueberries in those, or are they plain?
No, they're plain. They don't get blueberries. They just get the usual.
No, just
the standard.
My pancakes are, they're edible. Let's just put it that way. They're sometimes a little burnt, you know. Sometimes they're a little gooey on the inside. They're not perfect, but hey, they get their job done.
That's right. That's all they care about.
That's why they make syrup.
That's right. That's exactly. As long as we have that syrup, there's no problem.
There you go. I found Dolly Parton wrapping paper when I was out shopping the other day.
I heard they were hoping for much bigger sales, but the Dolly Parton wrapping paper roll was a bust.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. It was pretty high up there. It was hard for me to get it out because it was high up there on the rack.
Look under the tree. Here's the big one.
Yeah.
So, I think that'd be fun.
I got that. I got a few other things, so I had to put them in my backseat of my car, and they were really stacked up.
I have to stop.
This is my favorite when we do this because it's such a hoot.
Yeah.
It is a hoot.
Oh, I didn't get that one.
You know, we can't get good help these days.
Well, that was a little deeper for me.
That was too deep.
Well, I'm not much on exercise. That's kind of a trait in my family on both sides. My aunts always had small waists, even if their butts were bigger than us. But we always kind of...
Do you watch what you eat or do you indulge?
I watch it go down.
Holidays are filled with hope for the kids at Riley Children's Hospital.
95.5 WFMS.
We were in at Riley within a couple weeks, and the doctor needed to scope her to find out what was going on. And within 10 seconds, he was able to diagnose her with her congenital disorder. There's a couple billion people in the world. She's really cute. She calls Riley Hospital Charlie Children's Hospital.
Love it.
So, anytime we go past it, she goes, there's Charlie Children's. Oh, I got my nose done.
Thank you, Charlie Children's Hospital, for fixing my nose, to help me breathe, and be sure to make a donation. Thank you, and bye.
As I mentioned, 37 degrees, but it won't be long before we'll hear the roar of the engine at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
I mean, think about it. We're not that many days away from the month of May.
You're right.
Kev, can you do a car sound effect?
No, not my voice right now.
Oh,
I
okay.
I can do that. But
that sounded like something else.
What was that? Well, I'll let you know IndyCar testing is next week, Wednesday and Thursday, and it's free to the public, and you'll hear nothing like this.
I think
out
Jim
there.
Needs to go to the restroom.
Wow. Wow.
That's an old Offenhauser.
You better check your Offenhauser.
Yep, it's a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Time to gather around the radio and sing the Friday song and kick off the weekend.
Can't wait. Here we go.
It's Friday, Friday, Friday. It's Friday, yes, it's true. It's Friday, Friday, Friday. It's Friday for me and you.
Well, Kevin's been looking at campers, and RV, we ask why. He said so he can camp and spend the night at any Tractor Supply.
Oh, I want to go.
Right there.
It's Friday, Friday, Friday. It's Friday, yes, it's true. It's Friday, Friday, Friday. It's Friday for me and you.
Well, lots of stuff in Deb's purse. On that, make no mistake. Why, yesterday she pulled out a big slice of lemon cake. It's Friday, Friday, Friday. It's Friday, yes, it's true. It's Friday, Friday, Friday. It's Friday for me and you. Well, I miss the holiday season. Lots of food all around. But on the scale, the memories come back on how I gained 10 pounds.
How does that happen?
It's Friday, Friday, Friday. It's Friday, yes, it's true. It's Friday, Friday, Friday. It's Friday for me and you. Love Friday.
And, you know, I wanted to tell you guys, I love what you do for country radio. Please keep doing it because I promise you, I get everybody to listen to you guys. You guys are great.
Well, Matt, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
So nice. Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of the family, man. Middays with Taylor on WFMS.
Taylor, don't adopt another kitten. Yesterday, Carmel Fire and Rescue rescued these cute kittens from a storm drain, and they look just like my cat, Louie. Don't do it. 95.5 WFMS, but you should. 95.5 WFMS. FMS, you should see him. I'm like, Kevin, what are you doing with your hand? He's stretching it so he can scoop the big scoops of ice cream today. Kevin from Jim, Deb, and Kevin will be on the circle for the 34th annual ice cream social. Go see him around 1 o'clock today. 95.5 WFMS, I'm Taylor. I kissed the bricks yesterday. What else do I need to add to my bucket list for Indy? Weigh in on our Facebook page.
Afternoons with Matt Malone on WFMS.
95.5 WFMS. Tis the season to stuff the super studio with Matt Malone.
I want to say thank you to Tommy and Samuel who came out here and made a great donation as we're at Walmart in Greenwood. We are here with actually some of our friends here, Boys and Girls Clubs members. And we talked a little bit earlier, but I want to know, what is your favorite thing to do at the Boys and Girls Clubs?
Be in a gym.
Be in the gym? Okay. What about you?
Everything.
Everything. And what about you?
Coloring.
Coloring. That's amazing. Sounds like so much fun. Isn't it a really great place to be?
Yay!
All right. So let me ask you this, too, because we talked about this earlier. What does Santa say? Are you ready? In one, two, three.
Oh!
You guys are awesome. Thank you for coming to hang out with me and spending time. And I hope that people hear this and say, you know what? Those kids sound so great. I want to go by and I want to say hi to them. And I want to make sure that I donate some toys because there's some kids that could go for some Christmas presents. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure everybody has an amazing Christmas. Y'all want an amazing Christmas?
Yay! Yay! WFMS, warm day like today, super hot. How do you stay cool?
Get in my Jeep and drive fast. Top off, windows down.
That's how I drive too. I do risk getting arrested for that though, you know? Buddy, put a shirt back on. Different top off. Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, different top off, but it works.
Yeah, I made it weird. Sorry. WFMS. Addie, it's the first day of summer. How are you going to celebrate?
Maybe a bonfire or something like that.
I always resort back to ice cream. I don't know what it is. It might be a problem.
Have you ever had like snow castles, like flavored ice?
Is it like snow cones or like shaved ice?
Yeah.
I've had those. That's really good.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Well, Addie, have a great rest of your first day of summer.
You too. Thanks for being my bestie, Matt.
Thank you, Addie. We're WFMS. WFMS, Kaylee, being that you live on the south side, you've probably been to a couple races at the Speedway, right?
I've been to the actual race once.
Oh, really? Okay, so you still know about the tradition of kissing the bricks, right?
Yep.
Well, we're going to have the Verizon 200 there before we know it. So my question for you is, how long is too long to kiss the bricks? Like, when does it start getting awkward where you're like, bro, what are you doing?
Probably after a few seconds.
Yeah. Why are your eyes still closed? Stop that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
You can stop now. Stand up.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Eva. How did your color guard tryouts go yesterday in Lebanon?
Well, I got accepted.
Well, awesome. Congratulations. It's so great. Thanks for updating me and letting me know. So, how are you celebrating?
We're on our way now to go get ice cream.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to go get some after work as well, and that way I'm celebrating with you, okay?
Yay, we like that idea.
Me too. Thank you so much again for calling, and have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Well, we have officially passed the 7 o'clock mark, which means we need to get some totals. Our amazing friends that have been with us here the last couple days are here with us ready to present. Jim, Deb, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you if you already became a partner in Hope with us as well. I talked to Holly yesterday, who's a St. Jude mom, and she was so grateful. So let's give our last round of thank yous.
Okay.
Real quick. Mm-hmm. Helen from Greenwood, we have Theodore and Indy, David and Alexandria, Pamela and Indy, Charlie in Scottsville, Kentucky.
Yeah, you
thank
go.
You,
Harley.
Andre in Shelbyville.
Yeah.
That was more than one, right?
That was more
I
than
just
one.
Wasn't
I was
sure.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Does that mean we surpassed the number?
I think we did.
We doubled the number of partners in Hope from last year. That's awesome.
So great.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Without further ado, what really we're interested in here is to see that number. What is that big number?
Final
that's
total.
On that check.
2 day total.
Should we do a drum roll? Let's
yes.
do this. Here we go. 116,175
That is awesome.
Oh,
beat our number from last year, and we couldn't have done it without you.
Not that we're keeping score.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
On behalf of everybody here, on behalf of the patients, the families, the scientists, the doctors, everybody at LSAC as well, from Stephanie, Tracy, thank you. Thank you for being a part of this with us. It's 95.5 WFMS.
WFMS.
FM.